one.
The General Mills Radio Adventure Theater. Welcome to the world of adventure, where nothing is impossible. I'm Tom Bosley, ready to open up again for you the magic box we call radio. In this box live the wildest assortment of characters you ever imagined. Well, let's see what's waiting for us today. Piece of wood. Well, why not? Now, what can we make out of a piece of wood? A story? What kind of a story? Why, a story about a piece of wood, of course. Our adventure story, Pinocchio, was adapted especially for the General Mills Radio Adventure Theater by Paul Tripp. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
Well...
When the author Collodi wrote the story of his mischievous hero, Pinocchio, he was really borrowing from his own boyhood in Florence, Italy. Pinocchio is really the author, as a boy disguised as a wooden marionette. Truth is not only stranger than fiction, but it can also be funnier, as we'll find out as soon as Papa Geppetto puts the finishing touches to our hero, Pinocchio.
And a few minutes more, my little wooden friend, and soon you will be the most marvelous marionette in the world. There. And now to sandpaper you smooth.
You're tickling me. Stop it. Stop it, you silly old man. Stop it.
Who's laughing at me? Who is it? What am I talking about? There is no one else here. I must be dreaming.
My name's Pinocchio. Who are you?
It talks. Am I going mad? It talks.
Of course I talk, you silly old man. Didn't you just carve me out of the magic piece of wood the blue fairy gave you?
Oh, that explains it. How silly of me. And can you also walk, Pinocchio, without strings?
Can I walk? Watch.
Oh, just like a real boy. At last, I have a son of my own. Pinocchio, meet your Papa Geppetto.
Hiya, Pop.
No, not Pop. Papa.
Okay, Papa. I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Very little, my boy, except for these pears, which I was saving for my breakfast. But you may have them.
Well, down the hatch. Ooh, that's too sour.
Don't eat so fast. You'll get hiccups.
This one's too sweet. Oh, some breakfast.
You see, I told you you'd get hiccups. Oh, Pinocchio, you have so much to learn. This morning, you will start school.
School? What's the rush? Well, I'll need a spelling book. I can't go to school without a book. You have to buy me one.
Oh, alas, I have no money.
Okay, then I'll stay home. I didn't want to go anyway.
Wait, Pinocchio. I have an idea.
Where are you going? Oh, it's very cold now.
Never mind. Just you wait here. I'll be right back.
Who's that?
A cricket, of course. Who else would say cricket?
Well, what do you want? What are you doing here?
The blue fairy sent me over to keep an eye on you.
Well, you tell her to mind her own business. I'm living here now.
Cricket, you ought to be ashamed of yourself, eating up all the food in the house without so much as a thank you. Now poor Papa Geppetto will have to go hungry.
Well, how was I to know? He never told me.
If you had brains in your head instead of sawdust, you'd have guessed.
Here is your spelling book, Pinocchio. It's cold outside.
Where's your coat, Papa Geppetto?
I sold it.
But why?
Because it made me too warm.
Oh, no, that's not the reason. You sold it to go buy me a book. Oh, Papa Geppetto, you're the best father a wooden marionette ever had. I'll be a good boy from now on. Honest.
Good. Now, off to school with you. Don't stop on the way to speak to strangers. Pay attention in school and come straight home as soon as it's over.
Oh, I will, Papa Geppetto. I promise. Goodbye.
Goodbye, my son.
Step right up. Step right up and see the greatest marionette show in the world. It's fantastic. It's sensational. It's a... Hey, you. Come here, sonny.
Who, me?
Yes, you. What's your name?
Pinocchio.
Your mind's blunderbuss. Let's have a look at you. You're a marionette, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, sirree. Made out of the finest wood.
But how do you manage to move without strings?
Simple. I'm a very special marionette.
You certainly are. Listen, I've got a great idea.
Hmm?
How'd you like to become a star of my show? The marionette without strings. Why, you'd knock him in the aisles. Is it a deal, Pinocchio?
Well, I promised Papa Geppetto I'd go directly to school.
School? What do you want to go to school for when I can make you a big star?
But my papa sold his coat to buy me a book. He's very poor.
Poor, eh? Well, Pinocchio, you stick with me, and you'll make enough money to buy him a dozen coats.
I will? Oh, well, in that case, it's a deal.
Stop the music. Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. Presenting for the first time ever, Pinocchio, the only marionette in the world who moves without strings. He walks, he talks, he dances, and in conclusion, a triple somersault. Pinocchio, my boy, you are absolutely sensational.
Well, when do I get paid?
Right now, here you are. 4 gold pieces. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, wow. I'm rich.
And I'll make you even richer if you come back tomorrow night and the next night and the next. Pinocchio, you stick with me and you really go places.
Okay, I'm with you. I better go home now. Papa Geppetto will be wondering where I am. So long.
So long, star. See you tomorrow.
Oh, I hope Papa Geppetto won't be angry because I didn't go to school. Oh, but when he sees the money I earned, I bet he won't even care. I beg your pardon. Who?
Allow me to introduce ourselves. I am the fox, and this is my friend, the cat.
Meow.
Caught your act. Oh. Great. You make a lot of money with your act?
You bet. 4 gold pieces. Count them.
Meow.
Crick.
Crick. Pinocchio, put the money back in your pocket before they steal it from you.
Nobody's going to steal anything from me.
Did I hear you say deal? No, isn't that a coincidence? I was just going to propose a deal to you. Wasn't I, Cat?
A perfectly marvelous deal, meow.
What kind of a deal?
How would you like to invest your 4 gold pieces and make a profit of 1,000?
Would I? Wow!
Be careful, Pinocchio. It's a swindle. And while you're standing here, your poor Papa Geppetto is freezing to death without a coat.
Oh, gee. You're right, Cricket. I forgot. Sorry, gentlemen. But I'll have to leave you now. I just remembered something.
Yeah, but the deal...
Well, some other time, perhaps. So long.
Foiled. Foiled by a piece of lumber.
Wow, I'm hungry. I want some cream. Wow.
And I want that money. Come on, Cat. We're not licked yet. Put a handkerchief around your face so he won't recognize you, and I'll do the same and disguise your voice.
But why?
Don't ask dumb questions. Come on.
Stick 'em up. Huh? Who
Your money or your life?
Yeah.
Oh, no, you don't. Nobody's going to steal my money from me.
Ow! He's kicked me in the paw.
Never mind that. After him.
They're catching up to me, and then they'll take my money, and Father Chabert will get a new boat. Oh, I must hide my money. But where? Where? Oh, why, no? In my mouth. They'll never find it there.
Gotcha. Oh. All right, you hand over the money, or I'll kick you to splinters.
The mayonnaise in his mouth, in his meow.
Well, once you're right. Okay, Pinocchio. Open your mouth and spit it out.
No, no.
We'll see about that. Now, listen, Cat.
I'm listening.
All right. I'm going to pry his mouth open, and then you just dip in and take the money.
Got it!
It's open. Now get the money.
Ow! He bit my paw!
Oh! Foiled again!
It hurts!
Serves you right. Now, let me think. I got it. We'll take this rope and tie him to this tree tight. And we'll come back in the morning with a crowbar and pry Woodenhead's mouth open and get the money. Good night, Pinocchio. See you in the morning. Pleasant dreams. Come on, Cat.
Oh, can we go to the hospital? My paw's still wrong.
Come on!
Oh, if only I'd gone to school like I promised. Wouldn't be in this fix now. Ooh, I'm freezing. I'll catch my death of cold. Help. Help. Help.
Poor Pinocchio. He's really very much like the rest of us, even though he is made of wood. At one time or another, we all are likely to pull a silly stunt. And then when we get into trouble, we're sorry. We knew we were wrong in the first place, but we often admit it only when it's too late. And that's when we feel like a blockhead, just like Pinocchio. I'll be back shortly with Act Two. It's good. The General Mills Radio Adventure Theater will return shortly.
Magically delicious.
Meanwhile, that's the best thing about an adventure. It's full of meanwhiles to keep the suspense going. Meanwhile, what's happened to Papa Geppetto? Meanwhile, what's happened to the Blue Fairy who started this whole thing with her magic piece of wood? And meanwhile, what's happened to the Cricket? He was supposed to keep an eye on Pinocchio. Where is everybody?
Bureau of Missing Persons reporting to the Blue Fairy.
Oh, it's you, Cricket.
Mm-hmm.
Have you found Pinocchio? I've been so worried.
Rest easy, ma'am. I searched for him all night, and I finally found him in the middle of the forest.
Oh, thank heavens. Is he all right?
Hard to tell about a piece of wood. But see for yourself. Two woodsmen kindly offered to carry him here. Here are four gold coins I found lying beside him.
Here he is, lady. Where should we put him?
On my bed, please. Here. Oh, gently, please.
Will that be all, ma'am?
Yes. Thank you.
Pleasure, ma'am.
Oh, I'm sick. I am so sick. I've caught my death of cold.
Oh, the poor dear.
Don't let him fool you. He's faking.
Oh, I'm so sick.
Cricket, he really is sick.
Fiddlesticks, he's a faker.
Why should he be moaning if he's not sick?
Because he's afraid you'll scold him for running away from Papa Geppetto and never going to school. Let me handle this. Perhaps you're right, Blueberry. Perhaps the poor lad is sick. Now, I have some medicine here that ought to save his life. It doesn't taste very good, but it ought to do the trick. Would you please fetch me a spoon? No, on second thought, we'll give him the whole bottle. Fakeritis is a very serious disease. Oh, I do wish this medicine tasted better, but can't be helped. Pinocchio must get well.
Oh, I am beginning to feel better. In fact, I feel much better. No need for medicine, Cricket. I feel great.
No, it's too soon to tell. Open your mouth.
No, I'm better, I tell
you. Pull his nose up. Pull down his chin. Now, drink hearty, Pinocchio. There, that does it. Have another swig.
No, Cricket, I feel great, honest.
Well, now that you are better, Pinocchio, why didn't you go to school as you promised?
Oh, but I did go to school. The teacher was very nice, and I learned the whole alphabet.
Watch it, Pinocchio. Your nose is growing.
Oh, Cricket, noses don't grow that fast. Any more questions?
Yes. Where did you get 4 gold pieces?
What gold pieces? I don't have any gold pieces.
Be careful, Pinocchio. Your nose has grown another 2 inches.
These 4 coins, Pinocchio.
Oh, these. I clean forgot. You see, I was coming home from school, and there they were, right in the middle of the street.
Oh, now you've done it, Pinocchio. That lie was so big, your nose grew right through that window pane.
My poor silly Pinocchio. You do look so ridiculous.
Why has my nose grown so long?
Because of the foolish lies you've just told us.
That's right, Pinocchio. Your nose is practically a lie thermometer.
You see, Pinocchio, every time someone tells a lie, it sticks out like a long nose.
Well, one thing sure. From now on, I'll always tell the truth. But meanwhile, what am I going to do? My nose sticks out of my face like a flagpole.
No problem. Hey, you woodpeckers out there. Yeah, would you mind whittling this nose back to normal?
I promise you, I'll be the best behaved marionette in the whole world, honest. Goodbye now.
Where are you going?
Back to Papa Geppetto. I'll tell him how sorry I am. I'll even go to school.
That won't be necessary, Pinocchio. Papa Geppetto is on his way here now. Oh. You and he are going to live with me from now on.
Oh, boy, that's great. May I go to meet him? And may I have my gold pieces? Before we come back here, I want to buy Papa Geppetto a new coat and a spelling book for myself. Listen, I'll even buy an arithmetic book.
Oh, very well, Pinocchio. Here's your money. But mind, don't stop to talk to strangers.
I won't. Be back in a jiffy. Goodbye.
Pinocchio. Let's get him. Maybe he's still got that money. Well, if it isn't our old friend Pinocchio, how wonderful.
Hi, Fox. Hi, Cat.
How you been, my fine lad? And where are you off to now?
Oh, to meet my Papa Geppetto. I'm going to buy him a new coat, and I...
You still have your money, huh?
Well, of course.
Listen, Pinocchio. Mm-hmm. How would you like to buy your Papa Geppetto a coat with a fur collar?
Oh, well, that would be wonderful. But I couldn't afford it. I have only 4 gold coins, and I have to buy books, too. So, if you'll excuse me, I must be on my way.
I'm going to let you in on the greatest deal in the world. One that will turn your 4 gold pieces into 1,000,000.
No. Really?
Yeah. You see that meadow over there?
Yeah.
Well, it's called the Wonder Field. All you have to do is plant your coins in it, and before you know it, up pops a money tree with thousands of gold coins growing on it. And just shake the tree, and you're a millionaire. Just like that.
You sure it works?
100% guaranteed, and it only takes a few minutes. Okay. Now, we've dug the hole. Now to plant the coins. Cat, Fill the hole. Pinocchio,
yeah?
We'll walk over to that tree.
Mm-hmm.
Now turn your face, close your eyes, and count up to 1,000. And then, presto, the money tree will pop up.
But I can't count. I haven't been to school yet.
No problem. I'll count for you.
Oh, I can't thank you enough. You are so kind.
Well, what are friends for? Cat?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, Cat, now dig up that gold and let's get out of here.
I can't hear you counting.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. 76, 77. Hurry up, Cat. 100. 101. 102.
Oh, go on there.
Let's get out of
995, 996, 997, 998, 999. What's that?
Boy,
that box sure counts fast. You sure count fast, Mr. Fox. Mr. Fox, where are you? I wonder where he's gone. Cat? What? They both disappeared. Oh, well, the next time I see them, I'll thank them properly. Now to shake my money tree. Oh, first we plant those coins. Oh, here's the hole. Where's the tree? Where are the coins? Oh, they're gone. I've been robbed. Oh, what a blockhead I am. How could I fall for a trick like that?
Pinocchio, where have you been?
Please don't scold, Cricket. I feel bad enough. I met the cat and the fox. And guess what?
They stole your money, of course. Well, I warned you, didn't I?
No, I'll never be able to buy a coat for Papa Geppetto. By the way, has he got here yet?
Oh, he's come and gone.
Where'd he go?
Out searching for you. And when he couldn't find you on land, he got into a rowboat and started looking for you at sea, Craig.
Oh, no. Well, couldn't I get a canoe or something and start paddling after him?
Too late. No sooner had he started rowing when a great storm came up.
Oh.
Yeah. And that's the last anyone has seen of him.
Oh. Poor Papa Geppetto.
Poor Papa Geppetto, indeed.
Oh, Greg.
He loved you, you ungrateful wretch.
Oh, where's the Blue Fairy? I must see her. Perhaps she can still save him.
Too late. She's very, very sick. Oh. There are 10 doctors inside trying to save her life.
What's wrong with her?
She's dying of a broken heart.
Who broke it?
You did, Pinocchio. With your disobedience and thoughtlessness, she trusted you.
Oh, what have I done? Oh, if only I could turn myself into glue.
What good would that do?
Well, don't you see? Then I could mend all the broken pieces of her heart and make her well again.
Dear Pinocchio, you have just saved my life. Your disobedience broke my heart, but your love for me has mended it. Oh, thank you.
How can I ever forgive myself for causing you so much grief? I promise you, when I grow up to be a man, I will take such good care of you.
But you can't grow, Pinocchio. Not unless you become a real boy first.
But how can I do that?
Well, it's really very simple. By being obedient. By always telling the truth. By going to school and studying hard.
Do I have to go to school?
Well, the more you learn, the more you understand. Without understanding, how can anybody grow?
Okay, I'll do it. I'll go to school. When do I start?
Right now.
Now? Oh, can't I wait till tomorrow?
Pinocchio, now.
Okay, now.
And here's a brand new spelling book to take with you.
Oh, thank you.
Well, don't just stand there, skedaddle.
Dad, going. Don't rush me. Oh, what a grouch. Goodbye. Wish me luck.
Good luck, Pinocchio.
Oh, if that bundle of sticks ever makes it to school, I'll eat my hat.
What hat, Cricket?
You know what I mean.
Pinocchio's a pretty lucky fella. It's not everybody who gets a second chance. I guess at one time or another, all of us could use a second chance. Sometimes it's pretty hard to get something right the first time. That's what they mean when they say, you learn from your mistakes. Well, in just a few minutes, we'll catch up to Pinocchio at school with Act Three. General Mills Radio Adventure Theater will return shortly. The brain is a wonderful thing. It's practically a magician. It helps you walk, talk, jump, run, laugh, cry. Why, it even helps you think. The only thing a brain can't do is make you use it. You have to want to use your brain before it can do you any good. Now, once Pinocchio learns that, he could turn out to be quite a guy. If he learns, I mean. The Blue Fairy believes he can. The Cricket doesn't. What do you think?
Seven. Eight. Nine. 10 o'clock. I've been in school for just 1 hour, and already I can tell time. So, Cricket.
Who'd have believed it? Pinocchio in school. It's a miracle.
Any news of Papa Geppetto?
Oh, that's what I came to tell you. I checked with the fisherman who saw him go out to sea.
And?
Yeah, the storm didn't drown him.
Oh, good.
No, bad. No sooner did the storm die down when along came a white whale as big as a house and swallowed your Papa Geppetto.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes, but don't worry about it.
A whale swallows my father, and you say don't worry about
it? I'll figure a way to get him out of the whale. Just you stay at school and keep learning. I'll, handle the whale.
Okay, Cricket, it's a deal. Well, back to work. One and one is two. Two and two is four. Three and three is six.
Hey, kid, will you stop studying so loud? How do you expect a guy to sleep with you yammering away,
Stuff some cotton in your ears. I'm trying to study hard so I can become a real boy.
A real boy? Well, what are you now? Wait
a minute. Wait a minute. You're only a marionette.
What do you know? Hi, blockhead.
My name is Pinocchio.
Pinocchio? Did you say Pinocchio? What kind of dumb name is that?
It's not dumb. If you're so smart, what's your name?
Wampwick.
Wamp what?
Wick, like in stick. Lampwick.
Yeah. Lampwick, like broomstick. Mm-hmm. Look who's calling Pinocchio a dumb name.
You're right, kid. When they handed out names, we were last on line.
Look, Lampwick, I'm sorry. You see, I was supposed to study hard all day. Otherwise, I'll never get to be a real boy.
So what? School is for the birds. If I had my way, I'd play all day.
Yeah, me too.
Listen.
Yeah?
You really feel the way I do? About being lazy, I mean?
Oh, you can say that again. But I promise that...
I got a great idea. There's this place down the road called Happy Time Land. No school, no teachers, no books. Vacation begins on the 1st of January and goes right up to Christmas. Then Christmas vacation begins.
That sounds great. But what do you do there?
Do? You have fun, that's what you do.
Step right up and welcome to Happy Time Land. No teachers allowed, children only. Step right in, 5 cents, please.
Here's my nickel, mister. Come on, Fano.
Next.
I don't have a nickel, sir. Can I sell this spelling book?
But why not? As I live and breathe. If it isn't my old friend Pinocchio.
Oh, hi, Mr. Blunderbuss. Hey, what are you doing here?
I'm making more money running this place. Hey, Pinocchio, I just had an idea. How about doing your act again? I can still make you a big star, you know.
Oh, no thank you, Mr. Blunderbuss. I came here to have fun, not to work. Be seeing you.
Not work, huh? Well, we'll see about that.
What'd I tell you, Pinocchio? Isn't this the life?
Oh, yeah. Boy, I've been playing 5 days without a stop. I'm not even tired yet.
Stop the music! Time to go to work!
Lampwick, what's happened to you? You've turned into a donkey.
And so have you, my friend.
No, I haven't. Yee-haw, yee-haw. Oh, my ears feel so furry. Yee-haw, yee-haw.
Because all donkeys have furry ears.
Why have I turned into a donkey? Yee-haw.
That's what happens to all children who are too lazy to learn anything. They grow up to be donkeys.
Yee-haw.
All right, men, take all these donkeys away and sell them to the farmers.
Yee-haw. I mean, aren't you selling me, too? Yeah.
Oh, no, no, Pinocchio. Yeah. You're going to become the greatest donkey star in the world.
Yeah.
I'll make tons of money, and you can have all the hay you want to eat.
Hay? Yeah.
Oh,
no. Yeah.
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah. Let the drums roll! Ladies and gentlemen, presenting for the first time in history, Pinocchio, the performing donkey. He marches, he trots, he gallops. And now a triple somersault.
Oh, I sprained my leg.
Oh, I might have known. Once a jackass, always a jackass.
Where are you taking me?
To toss you into the sea. A lame donkey's no good to me, and good riddance.
Help! Yee-haw! Yee-haw! Help! I'm drowning!
Oh, Pinocchio, I always knew you were a jackass.
Oh, do something.
Yeah, I guess I'd better do something. Now, let me think, I know. I'll turn him back into a marionette. That wooden head of his ought to keep him afloat. Alley-oop.
Oh, thanks, Cricket.
Look, it's a whale.
Oh.
And he's heading our way with his mouth wide open. Swim the other way or he'll get you.
Wait a minute, Cricket. It's a white whale.
Yeah?
Oh, isn't he the one who swallowed Papa's head off?
Why, so it is. Oh, it's too late to do anything about that now. Swim the other way.
No, sir. Save yourself, Cricket. I'm swimming right into that whale's mouth. I'm going to save Papa Geppetto if it's the last thing I do. Papa Geppetto, where are you? Papa, where are you?
Who is it?
It's Pinocchio. Where are you? I can't see you.
Wait, I lost my candle. Ah, here I am, my boy.
Oh, Papa Geppetto, am I glad to see you.
Pinocchio, my brave boy, you came to save me. Oh, such a good boy.
No, Papa, I've been a bad boy. I've broken everybody's heart.
We will talk about that later. Come with me. The kitchen is right this way.
Kitchen? Are you feeling well, Papa Geppetto? A kitchen in a whale's stomach?
A trust to your old papa. Are you hungry, my boy?
Oh, famished. But what can you eat in a whale?
Fish, of course. The whale swallows plenty every day. They are delicious. Here, sprinkle some pepper and salt. I brought these with me as well. Now, what can I do for you?
Do for me? Well, Papa Geppetto, I've come to get you out of this whale. Look, I've got a plan. Hand me that pepper shaker, please. Now, we're going to tiptoe over to where that whale spout is. Come on. Here we are, right underneath it. Now, get ready. When the whale takes a deep breath, I'm going to throw all this pepper up the spout and...
And he will sneeze us to freedom?
Shh, not so loud. Here we go. We're free. Papa Geppetto, it worked. Look at us flying through the air.
It's Pinocchio. I'm full.
Now here, grab my hair. We've made it, Papa Geppetto. The whale sneezed us right up to the Blue Fairy's doorstep.
Oh, you're both safe. Oh, thank heaven. I was so worried.
Rick? Well, what do you know? Will wonders never cease?
Oh, come in, both of you. You must be very tired.
Oh, no, thank you. I'll be going now. Goodbye.
But, Pinocchio, why are you leaving us?
Well, because all I've ever brought you is trouble. Well,
don't you want to become a real boy and grow up to be a man?
Well, I've tried, but it's no good. I know now I'll never make it. Cricket was right. Once a blockhead, always a blockhead.
Well, now, wait. I know I always kidded you about your head, but did I ever say a mean word about your heart?
He's right. My son, you have a good heart.
You see, Pinocchio, to be a real boy, you should not only have a head that thinks, but a heart that feels as well. Once you saved my life with your kindness, and then you rescued Papa Geppetto with your courage. I once made a promise to you, Pinocchio. I always keep my promises.
What's happening? I feel very funny.
Come into the house and look at yourself in the mirror.
I've changed into a real boy. Wow! What an improvement. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, but what happened to the marionette I used to be?
There it is, on the chair.
That bundle of sticks used to be me? Oh, boy, I must have been some blockhead.
But that is all over with now. I think I will start the fire with those sticks. It's getting chilly in here.
No, don't, please. Hang it up on the wall. Just to remind me of what I used to be like.
There's a song that starts with the words, "You've got to have heart." Well, I suppose you could call that Pinocchio's theme song. I'm not sure that Pinocchio will ever become a professor, but having learned one lesson, he'll probably catch on to learning other important lessons and grow up to be quite a respectable citizen. I'll be back shortly. That was quite an adventure, wasn't it? And only a wooden marionette could have survived it. That's why Pinocchio has captured everybody's heart ever since people began to read about him. First in Italy, and then in all the other countries in the world. Today, Pinocchio is famous from Japan all the way to Africa. And I guess the real reason is that despite the fact that he was made of wood, Pinocchio was so human.
Our cast included Evie Juster, Robert Dryden, Russell Horton, Joan Shea, and Leon Janney. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown.
This is Tom Bosley inviting you to return to the General Mills Radio Adventure Theater for another exciting tale you can hear through the magic of radio. The General Mills Radio Adventure Theater is recommended by NEA, the National Education Association.
If you haven't shopped Flanagan's February sale yet,